Hey out there, this is a Clipper inspired podcast, and coming from a post ITV event here at a restaurant in Friedrichshain, an Italian restaurant in Friedrichshain. I'm with the mayor of
Dijon.
Dijano Jacopo, see I got that name right. And he's going to tell us about his beautiful Italian town that's on the Adriatic coast of Italy.
Yep, my municipality is a little village of 3,000 inhabitants on the Adriatic coast side, and it's very famous because we are the only community in Europe with this famous holy patron. His name is Ipazio. It's not saint, and we are the only Catholic Roman Church in all Europe with this great saint.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the saint protector of the male virility. Over that, we are also famous because we have the biggest Italian garden in a beautiful baronial palace, the biggest of the province. And over that, we are also famous because we host two Oscar prizes, Miss Helen Mirren and Mr. Taylor Eckhart. They live both in an old little masseria. It's like a fortified farm in the countryside, and they have a normal life with the community and with the social life of our community. So my mandate is ending right now, but in general, like in the last 5 years, we'll continue to be the head of the assembly of all the mayors, the 16 mayors of the Adriatic of Switzerland.
Well, let me ask you something. Now, you were explaining the wines from the region. Of course, we know Italy's famous for wine, food, culture, etc.
Yes.
But tell us more about the wines.
Yes, we are very famous for the wines because we have dark wines, and there are two famous wines are Primitivo di Manduria, that is red sweet wine, and the Negramaro, that is violet black red wine, very strong and very useful if you have a lunch with, for example, a beef steak. Yes, it's very, very. It's not obviously a Chardonnay or a
Prosecco. What do you eat with this?
What
do you pair this wine with? What do you eat with it?
You can eat spaghetti or tefrisa, a typical. It's the dry bread that we put in the water with tomatoes, like now.
Uh-huh.
And with all the kinds of bread and pasta and meat, especially.
Oh, good to know. Last question. When is the best time to come to your.
I prefer the period between February and May.
February and May?
Yes, because you can see and live the real Capo di Leuca, or the real life in the Capo di Leuca. I don't like the commercial period for tourism. It's too bad, too stressing the life.
How do you get there?
Yes, because I'm a mayor, and I can see.
Ah, okay. Well,
I'm also a project manager in the cultural and tourism business, so I can tell you that all my clients, especially food bloggers, travel bloggers, I prefer to host them in those months.
Oh, that's good to know. Right, so we know when to come. Last question, how do we get there? Do you take the train from Rome?
No, you can get a a plane from everywhere from Brindisi, and then you have to rent a car or to take a bus.
How far is Brindisi? How far is Brindisi?
Brindisi is far from my land, is 100 kilometers.
Okay, that's not too far. All right. Thank you so much.
Nothing. You're welcome.